The crowds on the street corner outside Hobby Lobby were mostly civil, though emotions were running high as several dozen men and women waved signs at oncoming traffic, calling for a boycott of the craft store and decrying the Supreme Court's decision in Burwell v. Hobby Lobby. Natalie Hreese was busy passing around a petition to have Congress revisit the issue.
They gave the Hobby Lobby Corporation rights over women's rights. So we're out here today to say to the Supreme Court and to Hobby Lobby, stop attacking women's rights and give us the right to contraception, which is a part of health care.
A few yards away, a smaller group of residents waved American flags and signs of support for Hobby Lobby. Wanda Hyatt said her group got to the protest as soon as they could after hearing about it on the news.
I just think that it's... that Hobby Lobby basically stood up for the Christian convictions, and the fact that they did that, I am so glad they did, and that they won. Maybe we're going to get our country back.
Some people shouted insults at the protesters as they drove by. Others honked in support. There were a few heated words exchanged from the crowds. One pair of protesters set up a picket near the entrance of Hobby Lobby, prompting the manager to call the police. At the end of the day, though, no one was arrested. Yesterday's protests were part of a national week of action against the Supreme Court decision ending July 13th. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.